My name is, if you go to Sicily, it's pronounced Dragna. It's Italian, so. Dragna, right. But here is Dragna, so anyway. Funny thing happened to me this morning. I got a call at about 8 o'clock, 8:10. I was eating breakfast. Figured it was going to be a regular Sunday. And got a call from Dan Lowry. Well, Dan was supposed to speak for Pastor Dennis because Pastor Dennis was under the weather with some, I think, some bronchitis and stuff like that. So we'll just pray for him as you think about that also. But Dan called me up and said, hey, there was a lot of weather that came through. I'm in Abilene and water's in the street and I can't get out. So do you think you can prepare a message this morning? I said, I guess so. So I said, okay, Lord, what would you want? I said, Lord, you need to be faithful to do this. And he said, well, I want you to speak upon the faithfulness of God. So that's what I'm going to do this morning. So anyway, let me open this up in case my mouth gets a little dry. But I just really want to, and I'm not sure what the Lord's going to do this morning. I've got some stuff to go over, but I'm relying on him, right? I want to trust in him this morning to speak what he wants to speak, not what I might want to speak. So let's just go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord God, we just thank you for this time that we can be together, Lord God. Lord, I just pray that you would just use me this morning, Lord God, to speak whatever you would want to speak this morning. Lord, we know that your word says that as your word goes forth, it does not return void. So, Lord, I just pray that it would accomplish what it needs to do this morning, Lord, and do the work that you need to do, Lord God. I just pray that our hearts would be open, Lord. Open our hearts today to receive what you have for each one of us, Lord God, and for us as a congregation. And Lord, I just pray for the unction of the Holy Spirit to just be upon each one, Lord God. Upon me, but upon each one, Lord God. Lord, fall on us fresh, Holy Spirit. Fall on us, Lord God. Lord, I give you permission to interrupt me in any way, Lord God, that you want to interrupt me as I go through this message this morning. Lord, we desire you this morning. Lord, it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about anybody, but it's about you. And we honor you this morning, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. So, talking about the faithfulness of God, I just want to talk about what it is to be faithful. So tell me, when you think of a person being faithful or something being faithful, what do you think about? It's not a question. Not a trick question. Just go ahead and, yes. Staying with you through thick and thin. I'll say it one more time.
Staying with you through thick and thin.
Okay, staying with you through trick and thin. Like true blue, right? Being true blue, kind of. Okay.
Faithful. Being full of faith.
Okay.
Keeping your promises.
Keeping your promises. I like that.
Being loyal.
Loyal.
Constant.
Okay. Right. Okay. So here are some of the definitions of being faithful. Obviously, it's a noun, so it means being full of faith. Steadfast in affection and allegiance, or being loyal, as we said, like a faithful friend. Firm in adherence to promises or in observance of duty. Conscientious, a faithful employee. Like a faithful employee is one who comes to work each and every day, right? And works diligently at his job. Given with strong assurance, binding, like a faithful promise. True to facts or to a standard. Synonyms for faithful or constant, dedicated, devoted, devout, down the line, fast, good, loyal, pious, staunch, steadfast, steady, true, or true blue. It means a firm adherence to whatever one owes allegiance. It implies an unswerving adherence to a person or thing or to the oath or promise by which a tie was contracted. In other words, being faithful to a promise. Loyal implies a firm resistance to any temptation to destroy or betray. Constant means stressing continuing firmness of emotional attachment without necessarily implying strict obedience to promises or vow. In other words, a constant friend. When you have a constant friend, he's a friend no matter what. Staunch suggests fortitude and resolution in adherence and being impervious to the influence that would weaken it. In other words, like a staunch defender of free speech. We've heard kind of a lot of that in our days. Steadfast. It implies a steady and unwavering course in love, allegiance, or conviction. Being steadfast in your support. Resolute implies firm determination to adhere to a cause or a purpose. So those are all things that means to be faithful. So we can talk about God's faithfulness. There are many scriptures, and I'll read some of them, that talk about how God is faithful. Psalm 86:15 says, "But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness." So look at that. The Lord is abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Deuteronomy 7:9 says this, "Know therefore that the Lord your God is God, the faithful God, who keeps covenant and steadfast love with those who love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. To 1,000 generations. We're Christ's covenant church, right? So we have a covenant with God. He has a covenant with us. But he's faithful. His faithfulness endures throughout generation to generation to generation and goes on and on. It says 1,000, but it could be forever. Psalm 36:5 says, "Your steadfast love, O Lord, extends to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds." So again, his faithfulness extends to the clouds. And it's a steadfast love. Psalm 89:8, "O Lord, God of hosts, who is mighty as you, O Lord, with your faithfulness all around you?" Psalm 119:90, "Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You established the earth, and it stands fast." So look at that. His faithfulness endures to all generations. Now, I love that we talked about the love of the Lord because this kind of works in with the faithfulness. It says, Lamentations 3:22-23 says this, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness." That reminds me of the old hymn, right? "Great is thy faithfulness." Romans 3:3. "What if some were unfaithful? Does their faithfulness nullify the faithfulness of God?" The answer is no, it doesn't. Because when we are faithful, God remains. When we are unfaithful, God remains faithful. 1 Corinthians 1:9. "God is faithful, by whom you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord." Think about that. Because God is faithful, we've been born again. We have fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, because he is faithful. You see, God called us, and as we surrendered to that call, he was faithful to call us into the fellowship of his Son. And I look back, you know, I was saved in 1984, like I said, and all these years, I can look back at that and see that I have been having fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, because of God being faithful. God called me out. Thank you, God, that you called me out. You were faithful to me. Even when I was in the womb, you were faithful to me. You knew, and I just want to testify of his faithfulness, because he knew right at the right time when to call me. He knew to send my brother to me to plant a seed before that of knowing, of being confident of knowing that he knew that he knew the timing of it, that the timing was so perfect that I was saved right at the right time. He was faithful, and I just want to testify what God has done. He was faithful to lead me out of New Orleans back in 2006. He was faithful to speak to me and say, you need to change jobs. And everything was pointing to come to Houston. And I did it. And he was faithful to sell my house because I bought another house before I had sold my other house. So I had two house notes for about a month or so. But he was faithful to sell my house and to bring me to this place, to be in this church right here at this moment.
That's right.
He was faithful to do that.
Amen. Amen.
1 Corinthians 10:9. We must not put Christ to the test as some did and were destroyed by serpents. You don't have to test God. We're not to test God because he's so faithful. We just trust in him. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape that you may be able to endure it. How many of you have gone through temptations? I have. But he always gives us a way out. He's faithful. If you will hear his voice, if you will trust him, he makes a way out. He will put you, he may put you in situations. You know, when I think about somebody being faithful, I think of a faithfulness to a spouse. Lori and I will be married 40 years come next year, May 5th of next year. And I can tell you that I've been faithful to her.
Amen.
Are there times, were there temptations? Yes, there were temptations. But I can tell you that if I go out to lunch with a woman, there's always someone else there. There's always a man with me. I'll never do that. And if I happen to, I've already told her sometimes, hey, I've got a woman taking me to lunch today from a vendor. And I'll let her know. But I said, you don't have to be worried about that because I'm faithful to you and I'm going to remain faithful to you.
Amen.
2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, but the Lord is faithful. He will establish you and guard you against the evil one. In other words, the enemy can't do anything that the Lord establishes us. Does it mean we won't go through tough times? No, we'll go through tough times. I look at, you know, I've looked at the past year and a half to 2 years and what I've gone through. I've lost a job. I had a job. I lost that job. Then the Lord brought me to another job, you know, which I am currently in now. And the Lord is blessing me there, you know. I found out I had a nodule on my thyroid. Find out that it was cancerous. The Lord was with me through that. He was faithful. He was faithful to guide the doctor's hands. He was faithful that nothing happened to my voice, to my vocal cords.
Amen.
He was faithful to do that. You know, I saw my father-in-law pass away, but I know that he's with the Lord because God is faithful, because he was a man of faith.
Yes.
And I know that when I get to heaven one day, I'm going to see him in heaven.
Amen.
God is faithful.
Yes.
Hebrews 10:23 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promises is faithful. Psalm 91:4 says, His faithfulness is a shield and buckler. And we can define what faith is, right? In Hebrews 11:1, it says, it's the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Amen. So if you have faith, you're believing in something that you can't see. I can't see the Lord. Oh, I want to see Him one day in heaven. It's going to be a glorious day. I've always said, when I pass away, don't be sorry for me, because I'm going to be in His presence. You might as well have a praise and worship service. Amen. And get loud and celebrate, because I know where I'm going to be at. I know it's a sad time because you won't be here. I won't be here any longer on this earth, but I'm going to be with Him. So celebrate. I've said that, you know, break out the tambourines and start dancing and doing all these things, because I'm in a better place. Because He's faithful. We know that without faith it's impossible to please Him, Hebrews 11:6 says. So if you want to draw near to God, you must believe that He exists and He rewards those who seek Him. I'm going to skip the rest of that, but I want to go to, so how do we learn to trust in the faithfulness of God? Now, we can talk about how faithful God is. We can talk about that He is constant, that He changes not, and that He's going to do what He promises to do. But how do we get to the point where we really trust in the faithfulness of God? There's three ways that we can do that. First of all, we need to get to know Him. You're not going to trust anybody till you really get to know them. When Laura and I got married back in 1978, we were in love, right? We wanted to get married, so we got married. But the trust issue, right, was something that you build upon. When you get to know that person, then you get to trust that person. And I can say without a shadow of a doubt that we can trust each other. We don't have to know what each other's doing every day. I do this, though. I do call in every day at lunchtime, and I check in. Something I've done for years. I think it's important. It might be a very short conversation. We say, hey, I'm just checking in, I'm seeing what's going on, how are you doing? And there may be other things that Laurie will tell me. But there's a trust there. She will tell me that she's going there. There's a trust. As a couple, I've been blessed because we have not really argued like couples do from time to time. I can tell you that. At first, you know, she used to give me the silent treatment every now and then, and I hated that with a passion. I said, don't do that. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. But then, you know, we got past that. But as I got to know her, and I'm still getting to know her, oh, it's a wonderful thing to try to get to know everything about her. It is a wonderful thing. But as I do that, I'm trusting her even more and more. So getting to know God, how do we get to know God? First of all, we get into His Word. The Word talks about Him. We can learn that He never changes and He never lies. Now, I can say this, you know, if you look at the bulletin on the back where it said who was going to preach, that was a lie. It wasn't Pastor Dennis. It wasn't Dan Lowry. You got stuck with me. But anyway, so. As we get into His Word, right? His Word talks all about God. Talks about all His promises. Talks about all His faithfulness. So we need to get to know the character of God, just like you need to get to know about the character of people. You know, at work, when I interview somebody that I want to hire, one of the main things that I look for is character. You know, I want to know what their attitude is, what their character is. Is they can probably do the work that I want them to do, but that's an important thing for me, getting to know them. I will sit down and I'll say, first of all, I'll say, just relax. I said, you know, I just want to know a little bit of something about you. Tell me about yourself. Tell me about what you like. Tell me about, you know, what you see yourself doing in a couple of years. What do you, you know, what really gets you going, you know? And there's a few things that I look for about that. First of all, are they a team player? You know, because what we do in engineering, I'm an electrical engineer, and what we do on these projects is you got to be able to work as a team. You got to be able to work together. So I want to get to know that person. And over the years, I've found that as I get into the Word, as I study the Word, as I read the Word, I find more and more things about the Lord that I didn't know before. You just keep on finding these things and these things. And as you find more and more about the Lord, you trust Him more and more. And I find that He puts things in your path that allows you to trust Him. He gives you more opportunity to trust Him. And, you know, I wouldn't have, early in my walk with the Lord, probably some of the things that I've done just recently, maybe I wouldn't have trusted Him as much. But now I trust Him more because I know more about Him. So study His Word. Another thing that you can do to help you trust in His faithfulness, and Dan mentioned this as we were praying this morning, go back and review what God has done in your life throughout the years. I can look back and see, like I was sharing before, see what God has done. You know, go ahead and review those things. What you're going to find there is He's never failed you. That He's taking care of things that you are maybe not even aware of. I can look back and know that He's done things in my life and that I'm so grateful for. And it's because of His faithfulness. And then I can look back on those things and say, well, yeah, you did this then, so I can trust you now for this. And I can trust you now for this. And that trust is built up, right? It's built up, but it just increases as you look upon those things. He provides what we need, and I think He provides more than what we need. A lot of times he provides a lot of our wants too. It says that He always works together for good, those things for us who are called according to His purpose, right? So remember His past faithfulness, and that'll help you to trust Him in what He might be putting you through today. You can also trust Him. The third way to trust Him is learning how to hear His voice. We need to learn how to distinguish His voice above all the other voices that we hear. Right? There's a lot that's being said in the media, right? In the fake news, as our president calls it. You know, you can read stuff on the internet, and right, if it's on the internet, it's true, right? Everybody, it's got to be true, right? I think we've learned in that lesson that not necessarily the case. But when you hear His voice, it's true. John 10:27 says, "My sheep hear My voice, I know them, and they follow Me." So we need to begin to cultivate the ability to hear Him. He's going to speak through His Word also. As you read His Word, He's going to speak to you. But also in a lot of cases, He will speak to you as you spend time praying as you spend time in prayer. You know, prayer is not just making our request known to God, right? Prayer is listening also. I love, when I start praying, I love to just spend time to praise and worship him, thank him for what he's done, and just listen to what he has to say. Sometimes he'll just say, oh, I just love you. That's beautiful. Sometimes he'll say that, I kind of see this area in your life. Maybe we need to work on that a little bit. And that's okay. Because, again, he's pointing something out. Are you going to trust him in that? Are you going to really trust him? We need to listen to his spirit. He's given us his Holy Spirit so that we can hear his voice. All right? The Holy Spirit, as we read his word, will quicken things to our heart. God speaks to us. In a lot of ways, sometimes it's just exciting. Sometimes it's just a confirmation. But sometimes it's just, I'm reading that. Well, maybe I need to do this a little bit differently. Need to hear his voice. As we hear his voice, we're going to trust him more and more. And I tell you, God loves to demonstrate his faith to us. We need to just trust in his character to make sure that no matter what we're going through, that everything is going to work out. It's going to work out. It may not be in the way that we might want it to work out, but it's going to work out for our good. He's given us his word, and his promises still stand. All of those promises in his word stand, so we can trust in that. I'm going to close right there and say a few other things. As I was thinking about this morning, I was thinking about where we're at as a church body. How God has been faithful through this last year and a half or so as we've gone through this process of trying to find a new pastor for Christ Covenant Church. God has been so faithful in closing doors, opening doors, maybe closing them again, and bringing us to this point to where we have found a pastor that we believe is the man to go forward in this congregation. And I would challenge you to be faithful, to pray for Pastor Ryan Weems and Isabel, to pray for Pastor Dennis and Katja during this time. Because I ask myself the question, is this what God is saying for us to do? And the answer is yes. But you know, it's going to be different. I've never had a pastor that's younger than me. That's okay. And I have to ask myself the question is, am I going to remain faithful to what God is doing? Or am I going to say, well, this is just a young guy. He doesn't know what he's talking about. No. The question is, am I going to seek out God and support him through prayer to where he knows that, hey, I'm going to support you. Will he make mistakes? Probably. We all do. So are we going to be faithful to forgive, faithful to support, faithful to pray, faithful to all of these things? I hope I can say yes through it all. Because, you know, we're at a pivotal time right now in this church body. We really are. Over the, you know, it's less than a month now, we will have a new pastor. Is he going to see us as faithful? Is God going to see us as faithful, more importantly, during this time? So think about that. Think about the faithfulness of God and what God has brought us through. I mean, you've heard all that we went through to get to this point. Now God is saying, are you going to be faithful? I hope I can say yes. But it's something to consider, something to think about, something to pray about. I think it's going to be great, but it's going to be different. No doubt. In what ways is it going to be different? I don't know. I just want to hope and pray that I can trust in the Lord in such a way that the kingdom of God will go forward through Pastor Ryan's ministry. And I hope that I pray for him constantly, that he will hear the Lord and what he wants for this body, and how we need to reach out to this community, and how to bring people into the kingdom. That's my heart. How we do it, how we get there, doesn't matter to me. It's just we need to get there. So I'm just going to leave you with that, to just pray, seek the face of God, trust him, because he is faithful. He remains faithful. He will accomplish in this body what he wants to accomplish. I just want to get into the flow of what he's doing. I want to seek his presence and know that I'm in the right place. So if you do have any doubts about this, seek the Lord. Seek him with your whole heart. You will find him. It says, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. So remember that. Pray during this time. It's a pivotal time within our body. It's a pivotal time within this community. Because I believe God is definitely wants to continue to use this church body to reach out to our community and to see others come to the knowledge, the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Lord God, we just thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God. Thank you for all your promises, Lord God, for they are yes and amen. And Lord God, we stand upon your promises this morning and through these next weeks and months, through the changes that we might go through as a body, Lord. Lord, I just pray for Pastor Dennis, Lord God. I just pray healing upon him, Lord. I just pray, Lord God, that you would touch his air passages, Lord, and clear them in the name of Jesus. I pray that infection would all be gone in the name of Jesus. Lord, I lift him up. I thank you for his years of service, for he and Katja's years of service, Lord God. Thank you for the way that they've served us and served you, Lord God. And Lord God, thank you for your faithfulness, Lord God, for providing someone else to take over, Lord God. Thank you for Pastor Dennis hearing your voice, Lord God, and that his time was up here, Lord God. But Lord, thank you for being faithful to provide that person who was to succeed him, Lord God. Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that we would just seek you with our whole hearts, Lord, during this time. Lord, I thank you for all that you've done up to this point, and we look forward to doing what you're going to do in the future. We trust in you, Lord God. We trust in your faithfulness, Lord God. We trust you, Lord, for you are the only God that is a true God. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us today. We bless you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.